Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Episode 4. Inside the Labyrinth. You spend your whole life stuck in the labyrinth, thinking about how you'll escape one day and how awesome it will be, and imagining that future keeps you going. But you never do it. You just use the future to escape the present. John Green from Looking for Alaska. Part 1. It was incredible what difference a single day could make. Mercedes opened her eyes and stretched. She was in Charlie's bed in the apartment on Telegraph Hill. Next to her, Charlie's back and shoulder made a large bulk under the sheet. He always rolled himself up in the covers, which was the reason she had insisted he get an extra comforter for her. She could see the top of his head, his hair tousled against the pillow. Through the window, the sunlight shone in and made patterns on the sheets. Charlie's apartment was on the top floor, and because it was almost at the top of a hill, it had sun almost all the time, something she loved. Her own apartment hardly got any sunlight. Mercedes tried to remember the feelings and emotions she had felt the last few days and found that she barely could. Everything was bright and new and clear in the morning light. He had proposed to her. Proposed! And she had said yes! They were getting married, and not going to New York, but staying right here. As she lay on her back, she ran through last night in her mind like a replay. The Japanese garden, the wonderful meal, how they had stood in front of the large Buddha statue and kissed, how his hand had felt in hers, and how his fingers had rubbed against the ring on her finger, how they'd gone back to his apartment, in separate cars, as she didn't want to leave her car in the parking lot, and even those few minutes had been hard to be apart, and made love several times. It had never, ever been better. She raised her hand and looked at the ring. The stone sparkled in the sun, and she smiled, twisting her hand so the reflection from it hit Charlie in the face and ran over his closed eyes. He mumbled something, stirred, and put the pillow over his head.
"Hey, wake up, sleepyhead!"
Mercedes snuggled against him and kissed his neck. "It's Monday morning. We've got to get up, you know. We have work." Charlie moved the pillow away and looked at her.
"Monday? Really? Already?"
"Well, yeah, last night was Sunday, and we did stay up pretty late, so pretty sure it's Monday now."
He slid an arm around her and pulled her closer to him. His body was warm under the covers, and she felt her body give a little shiver of pleasure as their skin touched.
"I think I can afford to be a little late," he said, kissing her. "I mean, I am the head of the department, after all."
"You'll do no such thing,"
Mercedes said between kisses.
"You've got to keep that job now. We don't want them to think you're lazy just because you said no to a promotion. Besides, I've got to get back and tell Jim all about our little Vegas adventure. We don't have time for morning hanky-panky."
"Speaking of Vegas,"
Charlie said, and rolled onto his back again.
"I was wondering, Is that something we should consider for the wedding? I mean, you know those people at the hotel. Is that something you want to do?
You mean elope? Mercedes said, shaking her head.
No, not at all. First of all, I don't really want to get married in Vegas, even if I know people there. Second, I want our friends to be there. Our family, too. I've never even met your mom or your sister.
And I've... Charlie began, but almost bit his tongue. He couldn't exactly tell her that Connie had shown up at his office. I've never met yours either. Okay, you're right. But...
But what? Mercedes kissed his forehead.
I'm not... I mean, you know, I'm not big on the whole religion thing. I was wondering how you would feel about getting married in something else than a church.
You mean like an outside ceremony?
Yes, but also maybe not super Catholic, just sort of a beautiful non-denominational ceremony.
Mercedes considered. Well, my parents would freak out. My sisters and brothers would be outraged. My aunts and uncles would think it was sacrilege. On the other hand, I could invite someone like Jim or Bob. They wouldn't come to a ceremony in a church.
Jim wouldn't come to your wedding if it was in a church? You serious?
Oh, yeah. Jim's very against religion. Something about how he feels that if there is a god and he let him become immortal and not his wife, he's a mean god and not worthy of his respect. And if there isn't one, then he wouldn't want to worship something that didn't exist. He used to talk about it a lot back when he hired me. It got kind of annoying after a while, so I told him to lay off, and he did.
But it doesn't really matter what your boss wants, Mercedes, Charlie said. What matters is what we want, and I'm asking you how you would feel about it.
Mercedes rolled to her side. They were still under the covers, and she placed her hand on his naked chest. If that's what you prefer, then I'm okay with it. If it can be outside and somewhere pretty, like the garden from last night.
Oh, I'm not sure how much I can ask of Tanaka. I mean, I just hired the guy. Besides, that garden is our place now. It will always be where I asked you to marry me. I don't want to have that be the place a bunch of other people come for a party. It should be ours.
You do know it's a public garden, right? Hundreds of people tramp around in our spot every day.
Beside the point.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When were you thinking we should do this? I mean, planning could take a while.
Well, that's up to you. I mean, my friends could probably get together reasonably quickly. My mom and sister would need time to fly in, but...
I don't want to wait. That was why I was thinking about Vegas. This feels right, and I want to do right by you. I want us to start our life together, move in together as soon as possible. What do you say?
I say, let's do it as soon as possible then.
Mercedes' eyes were shining like stars. Dios mio, I can't really believe that the other day I was so pissed at you and now you're my fiancé.
Charlie kissed her before he swung his legs out of bed.
Okay, since we apparently don't have time for morning hanky...
He turned around and saw how Mercedes laid back in the pillows, opening her arms and letting the sheet slide away from her body.
I changed my mind, she said, winking. I've decided we can be a little late.
A little it is. Market Street was busy when Mercedes got to work, and she didn't spare a glance at the car across the street. She was too excited and almost felt like she flew up the steps to the door and the lobby. Once inside, she booted up her laptop and started looking for wedding venues in the Bay Area. There were, not surprisingly, a lot of them, but most of them were bigger rather than intimate, and even more of them were way over the budget she figured she and Charlie might be able to raise. She stared at photos from the City Hall, an old winery, and the California Academy of Sciences, imagining for a moment how it would feel to be married inside the rainforest dome, but reluctantly scrolled to the lower budget plans. A hotel ballroom, maybe? If just half of her family showed up, she figured they could fill it, and they'd still need somewhere nice for the actual ceremony, not to mention finding someone non-denominational to marry them. She sighed, ran a hand through her hair, and then laughed at herself. Here you are, already complaining how hard it's going to be to find a venue, and you haven't even been engaged for 24 hours, she thought. Life together will present a lot more challenges than just figuring out what kind of cake to serve. Jim came out of the office, looked at her, and tilted his head.
You're looking much more chipper than last week. Is it because of Las Vegas?
No, although Vegas was incredible. I know that Rhea probably won't want to go back after, you know, last time. But let me tell you, my feelings about the city are back to positive after this weekend. Daniel took such good care of us.
Yeah, I saw your pictures. And Andrew told me about the whole thing. Showed me the autographed photo of Celine Dion he got. I never took him for a fanboy.
I think he was more into her than her music. But anyway, Jim, that's not the reason I'm happy. I've got some pretty big news.
Jim sat down on the edge of her desk.
Don't tell me you're pregnant.
No, I'm not. But Charlie and I are getting married.
Her face lit up in a big smile.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations,
Jim said, smiling himself. He gave her a hug and looked her in the face.
So I have to know, who asked who?
He did. Well, actually, I was sort of working myself up to asking him to take me to... Never mind about that. That's not important. But he asked me. We're going to stay here in town. We're going to get married and live together.
That's usually how getting married works.
Sometimes. But my Uncle Jorge actually got married and moved across the border to make money, so not always. Anyway, we're going to find a date as soon as possible. And I'd love for you to be there, Jim.
Of course I will. What did you expect? That I'd let you get married by yourself?
No, but I know how you feel about religion and stuff like that. Charlie actually suggested we do a ceremony outside the church, and I said I was good with that. I figured that way you and a few other people might be more inclined to show up.
I wouldn't miss it. When are you?
Soon. Like, really soon. I'm handing in my notice today to my landlord, and we'll move my stuff up to Charlie's apartment on the weekend. His apartment has plenty of space, and he doesn't mind me brightening up the place, he said. It's kind of a bachelor pad.
Jim smiled. He remembered how it had been when he and Ginger had moved into their first house in Chicago, given to them as a wedding present by her parents. It had been during the early 1930s, and the city had been filled with crime, dirt, smoke, and grime. But somehow Ginger had managed to make their home a sanctuary. He took a deep breath.
I think it sounds great. I'm very happy for you. I think...
He was cut off when the phone rang. Mercedes turned in her chair, picked up the receiver, and put on her secretary voice.
Tempest Investigations, how can we help you?
She listened for a moment, and the good humor in her face slowly drained away. After a moment, she spoke into the phone.
Please hold.
Putting the receiver down, she looked at Jim.
You'd better answer this. It's a woman calling from the Bruce Mansion. She says a kid has vanished inside of it.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.